What's up?
What up, yo?
Just another day in paradise.
We're in paradise? This is as good as it gets?
Take me down to Paradise City, where the grass is green and my life's not so shitty.
I hate that song.
All I can think about when I hear that song is that movie Can't Hardly Wait.
I don't remember when that. What scene was that song in?
So that's it. Like in the party, the one of the guys is just like gets drunk, starts singing that karaoke, and then he starts jumping up and down, saying, "I can't feel my legs."
Oh, that's right. It's that's the nerdy kid, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Yep, I remember that.
So yeah, I mean, hey everybody, it's a beautiful Wednesday, May 17th. We're recording a little earlier. It's nice, cloudy, overcast, and it looks like the apocalypse is about to hit where I'm at.
Oh, really? It's nice here.
Oh, yeah, I wish. Right now, I'm just looking over like, this could be bad. And then I realize, so this is what it's like to get old. Like, you're looking at the weather going, oh, no. Do I have a bug out bag? Am I ready?
I can always tell when it's going to storm because my knee hurts.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's getting old too when you're like,
changing the air is messing with my arthritis.
I can certainly feel, and I'm like that fucking Punxsutawney Phil. I just know what's going to happen.
Dude, Groundhog Day is the weirdest thing to me ever. Like, how did that ever become a thing? It doesn't make any fucking sense.
Yeah, that they have a fucking pet groundhog that's just like, durr. How the fuck?
I've never read up why it came to be, but all I gotta imagine is just, like, some dipshit just was, like, out in the woods and was like, oh, that thing just ran back in real fast.
Oh my god, what scared it?
It looked down on the ground and got scared of its shadow because it casted so big on the ground. And then, it was winter for 2 more weeks, like, somehow.
So there's just, like, correlation.
And the next year, he just saw groundhogs running around like crazy, and he's like, oh, so if there's no shadow there, it's spring now. It's, like, I don't know. It doesn't make any fucking sense, though.
No, and the people.
Like, who in the fuck? How long has that been going on for? That's what I need to know.
Way too long. And the fact that there's people that take that as, like, yeah, that groundhog, yeah, he knows what he's doing. Like, I am thoroughly convinced because people are so stupid. You could probably put a beaver in there. You might even get away with putting a meerkat in there. Or just a ground, well, no, ground squirrel's too small. But just something that pops out of a hole and just like, yo, bye. Like, that's all
yeah,
you
I don't
need.
Know.
It's so stupid.
It doesn't make any sense. It's really dumb.
The only good thing that thing's ever brought, it brought about the great movie Groundhog Day with Bill Murray.
Yeah, that is a fantastic film.
Yeah, without that stupid groundhog, that wouldn't exist. Outside of that, yeah, I don't think nothing good ever really comes of that. Because, yeah, there's basically always 2 more fucking weeks of winter. Like, you go through it and it's just... It's going to be like that weird hormonal period for Mother Nature where it's just like, you know, it's kind of nice out today, but fuck you tomorrow because it's snowing.
Yeah, for real.
At least out here in the Midwest.
Dude,
it's the reason
speaking
we're
of like terrible rodents, I had the most fucking gnarly, most vivid dream I've had in a long time last night.
All right.
I was like... I dreamed that we were at Dad's old house in CB, you
oh.
know.
Oh, okay,
and,
okay.
We're in the basement, and, like, there were just these fucking big rats. Like, they were, like a good foot long. Like, they were huge rats.
Okay,
and
so
I,
New York
I got a golf
rats.
Club and beat one to death with a golf club. And then I went and got the yellow rubber gloves from under the sink, and
okay.
I caught one with my bare hands, and I strangled it to death.
I hate to be the one to break this to you, but I think that means you're going to become a mass murderer.
Yeah, I was like, I woke up this morning. That's me. I was like, either I'm going to cure some deadly disease, like the next plague, or I'm you know, a sociopath, and I'm going with the latter.
I thought all of them. And then I looked in the mirror and I realized I was Shredder, and I just had an innate hatred of rats.
And then I read my dream journal. It said, you know, you're going to have a wonderful life after this.
Speaking of dream journals, are those not the most fucked up things? Because I read something in there, I forgot what it was. Like, it was just like running and swimming, and I was like running track, and I was swimming in some pond that turned green while I was swimming through it. It was a really fucked up dream. And like, then I read that, and it's like, oh, you're running towards a goal. Oh, you're swimming. Oh, that's just like trying to escape something. And I'm like, no, I was like doing like a triathlon. The thing turned green because fucking Swamp Thing was at the end for some reason. Explain that.
Dude, those dream journals are total bullshit. It's because, like, when you're dreaming, I think you're totally hallucinating. Because there are so many different chemicals running through your brain at once. And depending on what you've ate, how much sleep you've actually gotten the days before, your brain is producing different chemicals at different amounts, therefore releasing them into your brain at different times. So I think if you just do the, like, a different kind of combination of, like, those kind of things, it results in different kind of hallucinations.
Agreed.
Because you know what DMT is, right?
Yeah, MC, DMC, and then MC Run, and they walk this way.
Yeah, exactly. No, DMT is actually, it's a type of drug you can smoke it's like a hallucinogen that is like extreme hallucinations. But it is found within our bodies. It's actually, there's been some theories now that the type of plant you get this, you can extract it from, was actually really common around where Moses was when he was leading the Jews out of Egypt, and that's where they think maybe like the burning bush came from. It's like that bush was on fire and he got high on DMT, and that's why he thought he saw God.
Okay. So,
well, yeah. Yeah, I mean, dude, it's crazy.
So scientists are saying the Bible is about people that are just tripping balls.
Dude, a lot of religions, actually, if you go back and look at stuff, there's a lot of references to hallucinations and kind of drug trips.
It makes you wonder. Because, like,
well, dude, it really does.
You get all that shit and you're like, so you think back on it and you're like, okay, so what if something crazy happened? Like, yo, there's a huge flood and this guy predicted it. But before that, he was a fucking nut job because all he was doing is just eating this thing, making him high as a kite before that. And everybody's like, aw, oh, there goes Noah again.
Well, that's like one of my favorite things ever. It's like, it was like a joke, but it kind of makes sense. Is someone was like, what if, because Hindus worship cows, right?
Oh, yeah. Right? They're holy for some reason.
Hindus worship cows. What do you find magic mushrooms on? Cow shit. So what's the, like, imagine, like, when a guy was like, the word spread, like, dude, you want to see God? It comes out of this thing's asshole, and you just eat it, and then you'll see fucking God. So that's why they didn't kill cows, because they thought they were a portal to God.
It's like they just poop out holy shit.
Literally. no, but like, what's crazy too is like, I think scientists have also, I'm not 100% on this part, but I'm pretty sure they think because DMT is inside your actual brain, and I don't know how they tested this or where I read it, but I'm pretty sure they say that when you're dying, your brain actually releases high concentrations of DMT, which is why some people think they're seeing things as they're dying.
Oh, so that's where they're like, oh, I can see my life flash before my eyes.
No, that's legit. Oh. Because that actually happens. Like, have you ever come close to dying or like been close to being an accident and just had like crazy flashes of shit?
No.
Oh, I've gotten really close to like having something happen, and then like you just have fucking gnarly flashes of like I don't know if you're really seeing your whole life, but you see intense memories that you've always, you see really intense memories.
That's your brain just like, it's doing a, it's doing a file dump. It's like,
yeah, it's like, fuck.
Oh no, what happened? Oh, your brain, you get that WannaCry virus in your head and it's going to show you a bunch of shit, but first you need to pay 300 bitcoins.
Dude, isn't that fucking gnarly? I got really nervous. I was like, ah, fuck. Well, they're going to hack my computer. And I'm just going to throw it out the fucking window.
They're just going to hack
it. Rip out the hard drive, drill a hole through it, and go throw my computer away.
They're just going to hack it, and then you'll get a deal. But yours will be different. It'd be like, yo, we had your computer, but we realize all you do is look at porn on this thing. So
right? We
don't need this. By the way, go Pornhub.
I think this whole thing, I think they only, like, pretty much targeted, like, businesses. And I know, like, the major hit was, like, hospitals because
it's really fucked up
and sick. But it's actually pretty smart because those hospitals are definitely going to pay it because otherwise people are going to die.
Yeah, and that shit was crazy. Because, like,
I know they confirmed like 200,000 computers were infected, and it was like a bunch of different countries. I don't remember how many countries. It was over like 50 countries were infected by it.
And what I think's weird is like, yo, they did this and they made all this money, but they're only doing $300 worth of bitcoins. And
yeah,
I don't understand.
Well, bitcoins are worth more than normal dollars.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole Bitcoin thing. I wish I would have known to use those in the beginning. Because they were next to nothing. Like, you could have, a dollar would have bought you so many bitcoins back in the past.
Yeah, but that's also, like, some shady shit now if you're going to sell those.
Oh, yeah, no, you can fucking use them to buy shit now on the internet somehow. Like, certain sites are like,
yo, black market, the dark web.
Fuck yeah, get all the darkest web. Bring me the dark web. This podcast brought to you on the web. The darkest of webs. Slang those ropes.
Say, I saw some crazy shit maybe that, like, this is Fox News reporting this, so take it with a grain of salt. But the group that maybe did that hack might have connections to North Korea.
Oh,
they're broke, man. They're extorting Bitcoin.
I'm broke. Like, I don't know, man.
I have no idea, though. I was, like, walking by the TV at work, and they were like, group that hacked might have connections, and it's Fox News, so, like, you know, they're just, like, trying to fucking stir shit up.
You know, I just want Fox News and CNN just start going at each other's throats. Like, Fox News reports that, CNN comes on and goes, yeah, Fox News is saying this, but they're a bunch of fucking tards, so no thanks.
Yeah, it just turns into, like, it turns into the WWE, like, SmackDown versus Raw. This was CNN versus Fox News. Let me tell you something, brother. Them dudes over at CNN are fake news.
And then you
know what are you going to do when Anderson Cooper's laying flat on his face while I drop a Stone Cold Stunner on him, brother?
Man, you just mix so many people.
I know. It did not make any sense.
Like, and then you'd have like,
it does.
And
nothing
then,
makes sense anymore.
No, and then you'd have like, what is it? What's it? Oh, shit. Is TNA one? Is that another wrestling thing? There's another one.
I don't think they're around anymore, but they might be.
Okay, well, TNA wrestling would be like CNBC.
Then you get who would be the New World Order?
The Onion.
The Onion.
That would be, yeah, the New World Order would definitely be the Onion.
Christ.
Oh, fuck, man. That shit was crazy, though. Listening to all that come through, it was fucking weird.
Oh, man, it was nuts. It was one of those things. At first I was nervous, and then as I read more into the story, I found out it was more towards companies and stuff like that, because they were affecting like individual computers. It sounded like for companies trying to make that company have to pay out a ton, it sounded like.
Yeah, okay.
Coins,
gotcha.
Like 300 bitcoins ends up averaging out to like a couple grand or something like that.
Yeah. All right.
So it wasn't cheap.
Yeah. Oh, no, I agree with that.
It's getting fucking
weird. I just laugh at the fact that, like, I wish I could see, like, because you know some old person got hit with it, and they're calling up their fucking son, like, what the fuck is Bitcoin? This asshole locked my computer.
God.
I just wanted solitaire. Maybe spider today. I don't know. This is bullshit.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. The whole thing about it is. And then, so dumb. Oh, the other thing I want to talk to you. I was fucking around. And
is that like the second week in a row where we bash Fox News and CNN?
Probably. Oh, yeah, I think it is. But the other thing I noticed is, you know, okay, and this is just a thing off we were talking about on Mother's Day, like everybody else had. I hope you ladies had a good Mother's Day out there, the mothers out there and the mothers, mothers, mothers. But
Bill Burr says the ladies.
But hey, lady. So on Mother's Day, we got into the like deep talks about SJWs and all that weird stuff and feminazis. Well, and then it blew my mind because I was just walking around, and then it's like, oh, hey, flipping through those little channels. And it's like, yo, okay, well, and then Miss USA was named, and I'm like, holy shit, we're still doing that? And nobody's out there. Like, I'm surprised I don't hear, like, mad protests going around on this.
Oh, dude, there is mad protests going around about what the crown Miss USA said.
Oh, what'd she say? I just, like, I'm just thinking of, like, the whole, okay, all these, okay, here, we're going to have one person from each state. You all are little Barbie dolls, and we're going to dress you up. You have to wear a swimsuit. And, like, just the most weird derogatory things to parade people around.
Was it? Well, what's funny is they call that berating, but yet those women choose to do that, so isn't it empowering for them to use their bodies to do that? Because they're choosing to, so shouldn't you support their decision to want to do it? As long as they chose to do it? It's not like we forced them to do it. See, that's where I'm getting on, like, this I don't know which way I'm supposed to go on this fence.
Yeah, it's so confusing. It's like, yo, it's empowering because it's saying, yo, I am Miss USA, and I speak for, I don't know who the fuck they speak for, but they speak for somebody.
They do a lot of really dumb, like, publicity shit around the U.S. afterwards. All I know is if you get caught doing porn before or after it, you're fucked.
Well,
they ripped that title away.
Oh, no, because you only get the title for a year, so who gives a fuck? You just sit there and go, you know.
Right, but, like, there's been, I know, a couple things where, like, they found out, like, one of them, like, this is years ago.
Vanessa,
like,
Williams, you showed your boobs.
Or did some kind of pictures, which is a huge no-no, so they, like, took her crown away from her and stuff. See, like, it was prior to her winning Miss USA and
honestly,
stuff.
Who cares? Like, yo, so what? You still voted? Because those people are voting. Let's be honest. All these people are sitting there like, no, no, no. I just want to imagine you doing that, but I don't want to actually see it.
No. America's just a bunch of prudes.
They really are.
Well, the thing that Miss USA got in trouble, I think she ended up being the crown victor, if I remember right. But anyway, one of the contestants had a very controversial stance on healthcare. They asked, like, and who the fuck is asking Miss USA about healthcare, first of all? Like, she has any authority or any kind of help in, like, making that decision. I don't think we elect Miss USA to go take a seat in the Senate and, you know, vote on whether or not it's okay. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, unless Miss USA is your daughter and you just happen to be president, then you can just be like, yo, you can work.
But anyway, it was like, they asked her if she thinks it's if it's a right or a privilege to have health care in our country. And she took the stance that she said it's a privilege, and that she has a government job, and therefore her employer through the government provides her with health care. And she says by having you know, employers provide you with health care, and incentivize it is another reason to get a job and work and help stimulate the economy. And I was like, that's a great answer. I thought.
But
apparently a lot of people
me?
Didn't like that answer.
Oh, God, don't make me go to work.
That's what I understand from. Now you're talking to an idiot who like saw like a clip, and I'm paraphrasing, super hard. So I don't know.
Hey, I didn't even see it. All I saw was like this stupid thing. It's like, and Miss DC won. I'm like, or whatever, District of Columbia, however they say it.
Yeah, I just know that there was some controversy over. I'm pretty sure it was the girl who won too. So. Really? I don't know.
You know, and it makes me wonder because you got that Miss USA. Isn't there like a Miss Universe or Miss Global thing? Or
Miss Universe, that's okay. Everybody, so, every country.
So what do you do with like the Europeans? Because they can get on TV and be like, yo, it's Mardi Gras, woo, and no big deal. And then
I'm
over here.
Different
because,
rules?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's what I'm wondering. Yeah, that's weird.
Dude, I don't give a fuck about pageantry.
Yeah, I'm
I don't
different.
Give a fuck about any of that stuff. It's just, it's really dumb if you think about it. Like, I don't see any entertaining part of it at all. I guess back in the day, it was probably entertaining because, like, you got to see all these beautiful, intelligent women come out and show, and like, you know, like before the internet. Now it's like, it doesn't make any sense.
Agreed. That it's all fucking weird.
Dude, everything we do is weird. We're talking across fucking internet connections, wires, and over sound waves and recording it so other people can listen to it later. You don't think this is fucking weird?
It's all fucking weird.
Everything we do as a species is fucking insane.
Yeah, pretty much. It's fucking bizarre. Yeah. It's just odd. So, what you been up to, man?
Well, speaking of, you know, powerful women and stuff like that, I watched the fucking UFC this last weekend.
Oh, shit.
And I watched the title fight between, God damn it, her name is so hard to pronounce. I'm going to look it up and see if I can
Ronda Rousey.
Pronounce it. What? No, not Ronda Rousey.
Like, that's the only name I know in UFC.
Well, you know what? Ronda Rousey is probably never going to fight again.
No, I know that. I'm just saying, like, that's a sport that I'm sitting there going, you don't have any stars.
Like, untrue. Conor McGregor, man.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Okay, you got Conor McGregor. But who else do you have?
Well, it just depends on who you like. How diverse are you in the sport? Like, that's really, like the NBA, the only people I can think of, like, I can name off more than probably most people, but everybody knows LeBron James, and nobody else could probably tell you who starts for the fucking Cavs. I couldn't tell you who else starts for the Cavs.
Kristen Johnson, Kyrie Irving, J.R. Smith, Kyle Korver's in there.
Those names mean nothing to me.
Yeah. Like,
just like the name I'm about to say to you is going to mean nothing to you. It's Joanna Jovaskic. She's Polish.
Russian? Oh, Polish, okay.
Polish, yeah. And she fought Aunt Andreas, was her last name, I believe. Ah, fuck, what was the name?
Andre Agassi.
I'm trying to look at it.
Nikolai Djokovic.
Why does it not say who she fought?
Roger Federer.
Andrea. That's what her last name is. Who this dude? This the chick she. So those two fought. That was the title. That was the title weight before or title fight before the main event that night.
Okay.
And dude, these girls went at it. It was fucking awesome. First of all, that Joanna girl, and I found this out the other day. Apparently, a lot of people, they have a hard time pronouncing her name, so they just call her Joanna the Champ.
Oh, they don't call her Joanna Man?
No. Or I'm sorry, probably, no, Joanna, sorry. It looks
that's completely different. Like, that's Joanna and Joanna.
I'm dyslexic. Leave me alone. Yeah, Joanna. Sorry, I looked at it real fast because I was trying to figure out how to pronounce the last name. Because this is how her last name's spelled, dude. You can tell me if you can say this. It's J-E-D-R-Z-E-J-C-Z-Y-K.
Jodiski? I don't know.
No, you're not. I heard it earlier today because I was listening to a podcast, but I still can't remember
Jodeki.
How they said it. But they just call her Joanna the Champ. She was a multi-champion Muay Thai kickboxing championship, worldwide Muay Thai kickboxing championship before she ever became in a UFC fighter, but she is just murking people. She's 14-0, and she just beats the fuck out of people, dude. Her hands are so fucking fast, dude. And, but I give props to Andre.
Andre 3000.
She was the one she fought, and like she actually went the whole five rounds against her, and like she was getting her ass beat bad, dude. Her leg was so fucking gross, like, because she was throwing these like front kicks on her front leg, dude, just like bruising the fuck out of her calf, dude.
I like watch that sit, and I'm just like, damn.
That's like, are you watching it right now?
No, I'm just thinking about, because all I'm thinking about is that UFC fight we went over to Scott's and watched, and then it's just like this guy comes over, does one kick, and the dude's shin breaks. Like,
oh, that was awesome.
That was just like,
I remember that.
It just inflicted more pain on me, and I'm just imagining when someone like taps you in the shin, not just fucking, yo, I'm going to go ahead and break this. Okay, we're done here.
Yeah, and then the main card was the main fight was Mochaski versus Dos Santos. It was their second time they've ever fought, and this was for the heavyweight title. And he knocked him out in the first round. It take TKO, technical knockout. So that was, it was kind of an uneventful fight, unfortunately. But and like Junior Dos Santos totally had the right strategy to beat him. Like, because he was kicking his front leg trying to take away power from his punch, you know, because then he wouldn't have anything to, like, push off of. But, like, Junior didn't move around the ring. He had his, like, back to the cage and didn't, like, move around. And then once he got backed up, he just threw this haymaker and hit him right on the fucking button, man. And he dropped and then just started throwing fists right into his face. And that's when throwing left-handed hooks right into his face as he was on the ground.
Damn.
Yeah, dude, it was gnarly. It was, yeah, but it was, I wish the fight would have gone on longer. I thought it was going to be a longer fight than that. But at the same time, me and my buddy Brett were sitting there going, there's no way this fight doesn't end in a knockout. One of these two dudes is going to hit somebody hard.
All right.
So it was a great, great fight, man. Great card. It was a lot of fun. That was the first time we bought the pay-per-view and watched it at my buddy's place. So it was a good time.
Okay.
Then I went and saw Guardians of the Galaxy last night.
Oh yeah, is it good? Am I gonna be let down?
Dude, I really enjoyed it.
All right.
Because I was everything I've seen so far as critics and like people that I really enjoy their movie reviews, and they don't spoil it. They just kind of give their slight opinion on it, you know.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean.
Excuse me. Said it was like, oh, it's just more of the same. And I was just like, oh, that's kind of disappointing. When I saw it, yeah, but like the way I took it, I thought they meant like the storyline was basically the same, or it felt like seemed like a cookie cutter model, but it was completely different. It was a completely different movie. Even like the aesthetics were pretty much the same, but they still updated them a little bit. So they had it had a different feel to it. I thought the storyline was great. They did a lot of callbacks. If you know the Marvel Universe pretty well, like I do, there's a lot of little Easter egg things in there. They're like, oh shit, there's such and such. And
nice.
And stuff like that. So like my buddy looked at me a couple times because I was like, oh shit, that's him. And he was like, who's that? And then I told him who it was.
Let me tell you, my fellow non-geek friend.
Well, it just little things that like it's, you know, it's really like, especially at the end with a couple of the, and they did like five little end sequences between like the credits.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, they did. And, there is the one at the end, obviously, that's like the big reveal,
where it shows another
one in there. That's a big reveal. It kind of places some stuff in there for the,
this isn't a spoiler, but I want to know, please tell me they didn't put another fucking Howard the Duck in there.
Oh yeah, there is.
God,
not
damn
at the
it.
End of the movie, but it's in the middle of it. It's really subtle.
Because I'm sorry, Howard the Duck is stupid. I remember.
Well, yeah,
that
now
shit.
They're just using him as like a little prop tool, like within Guardians, like randomly showing him.
Okay, so now it's gonna start being like a gag.
You see him at like a pub outside talking to somebody. That's all you see of him.
Okay. That pissed me off when that was like the end thing. I was like, you motherfuckers.
Yeah, I know that wasn't a very good one.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, I really enjoyed the movie. It was a lot of fun. And that was my first time going to Flick's Brew House. That's my friends work there, so that's why they took me to go see it, because we got in for free and stuff.
Oh, nice.
And then they brew all their own beer there. It's like you can drink. So that's what's cool. They brew everything on site.
Really?
So they have their whole distillery. Or is it a distillery or brewery?
Brewery.
Distillery's whiskey.
Yeah.
But they have their whole brewery right within the movie theater in the mall right there. And I tried this one beer that they had. What was it? It's something Zilla. I can't remember what name of it is, but it's like 15% alcohol content.
Wow. Okay.
But you would think, oh man, this is going to taste like super fucking like, you're going to be able to taste it really bad. It doesn't. It has this like nice cover up kind of warm taste to it that like you don't even taste the alcohol really. It's really, really good. And then I tried both their IPAs they had. They had a seasonal one that they've called the Flora.
Okay.
That's only around for a little bit.
The Flora and the Fauna.
Yeah, and that one was really, really good. I like their double. They have a double IPA that I like a lot, though, that I've had before, that I really recommend to people. I know they have two locations. They have one in Des Moines, and then they have one in Texas, I believe in Dallas.
Wow, those are nowhere near each other at all. Like,
yeah. Jesus. Well, and what's crazy is this is the only like Cinedine, like you know, like the cinema / dining experience places that actually brews its own beer.
Gotcha. Well, that's because
they're the only place in only one in America.
Hopefully, it's better than fucking the Alamo Draft House, because that place is a hot garbage.
Yeah, that's what I was telling my buddy about too. He was like, "Yeah, the only he was telling me about that place and stuff," and I was like, yeah, my brother fucking hated that place.
It's yeah, it was fucking liars. It was the staff.
Yeah.
Staff fucked it up.
Yep, it was bad. Bad customer service. What else did I do? I watched a terrible, 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 terrible movie. I found these apps on my Roku TV that's like they're free streaming services. You know, they play commercials about every, like, 8 to 10 minutes or so, you know?
Gotcha.
But they're free. And this one's called Watch Free Flicks, I think is what it's called.
All right.
And they had a movie on there called... No, this wasn't on that one. It was on the other one I got. God damn it, I can't even think of the name of the other app I got. But this has another... This was another one. And they had a movie on there called Strippers vs. Zombies, or Zombie vs. Strippers. Flip one of those ways.
Oh, I've seen that movie. It's terrible.
It's fucking terrible. The only good thing about it is you see boobs in it. That's about the only good thing.
As to be expected with a title like that.
I know, but like the zombies even look like shit. Like, they didn't even try.
No, it was like, yo, hey,
well,
we'll
get some guys who have colds.
Yeah, we'll
and
get
like,
okay.
Look, and have really tired eyes. We'll have them stay up for a couple days.
Oh,
and there's
hey,
our zombie.
We got these teeth on discount because nobody bought them at last Halloween. You guys wear these.
Exactly.
Thank
it was
you.
Fucking terrible, though.
Yeah, it was like I don't know, like aspiring to be a B movie.
Dude, I don't know. It was like, and it's like an hour and 15 minute movie. It's like a thing. It's like a TV show length. It's not even like a movie, actually. It's like a student film almost.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, let's just put some boobs. Yeah, it worked for Piranha. We'll do it here.
Yeah, dude, it was fucking terrible. But like, it's pretty cool that like there are some like. Even if you can't afford like Netflix and stuff, it's nice that like if you have a Roku TV or whatever, you do have some options to have some like TV and stuff. That's where I watched that Queen Kong movie that I wrote an article about.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so like they do have some good stuff on there. Like I know Mad Max is on there. Like yeah, I could watch that. They do have mainstream movies that are actually on there, so that's kind of cool. But I just go for the straight terrible ones so I can bash them on this show.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Other than that, went to stand up last week. That went okay. I wrote some new stuff this week. I'm not gonna go I'm not going tonight as we're recording this just because I'm a little sick right now. I barely have a voice. I'm like trying to muster up the ability to talk for this podcast.
Gotcha.
And but yeah, I've been working on new material. I've been haven't been playing a lot of games. Been playing, if I play anything, it's been Tiger Woods. I've just been watching stuff and playing Tiger Woods like fucking crazy just because it's super fun and something that I can, it's like you don't have to really pay attention playing, you just kind of get, you just pick up the sticks and play it a little bit.
All right.
So yeah, so I'm still kind of looking. I went and tried skating the other day too. Like, that was interesting.
Knock that rust off.
Oh, dude. I took a board straight to the shin like I haven't taken in a long time. Holy fuck, did it hurt. Like, I just had a straight, like giant bruise on my my shin. And then I got the feeling my shins the other day. So, like, the only times I've ever taken shinners, I've taken it in my left shin. And that's from... And that's my my front foot, because I ride front foot, left foot forward, which is regular. And so, like, I've always caught, like, for some reason, when I do any trick where the board spins, I've caught shinners like that. And I was feeling like the front of my shin on my left leg compared to my right. My right leg is like completely smooth. It's like a typical, like what you'd expect. And then I felt down my shin on my left, and there's dents. All the way up and down my fucking shin.
Damn.
I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, noticeably, like, chunks. Like, just, like, big dips in my shin.
Really?
Yeah, like, because you know how, like, it kind of comes to a point and you can kind of feel your shin bone, you know?
Yeah, but it, I mean, fuck, dude.
Yeah, dude, I didn't know that either. I was like, God damn, really?
Like, that's rough.
Yeah, man. Shit happens.
Apparently. Jesus. All right.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny, actually.
All right.
And then what else did I do? I think that's really all about I did. It's about all she wrote. That's about all she wrote.
Oh, okay. So, for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I started playing that Dragon's Dogma on the PC, and it's an older game, so I'm just like, yo, I'm just gonna mod this, because I don't want to fucking be bothered with shit. So I'm like, yeah, carry weight, maximum, non-existent, turn that shit off. Stamina, turn that shit off. I can run for days. And then I'm just playing, I just turned that shit off, I just modded and turn that off so I can just fuck around and play. I didn't do anything like boost my level and make it easy. I just was like, I don't want to fuck. I just want to pick up everything and not worry about it.
Right.
Otherwise, you're like, oh, you're over encumbered. It's think like Morrowind, like that kind.
Okay.
So I was like, yeah, I don't want to fucking deal with that. So I ended up going through and like fucking around. Playing that game is fucking weird. The game starts out with you on a beach, and a dragon comes out of the sky, lands, kills a lot of your town people, walks over to you because you stab your sword in its fucking paw, or what it claw, paw, whatever the fuck it has. And then, like,
do you have to find a mouse to get it out?
No, like, it just wiggles it out, but it knocks you over, and then it walks over to you, and does like a claw next to your chest, and it fucking rips your heart out. And eats it, and then you come back alive as the Arisen, and you don't have a fucking heart. Like, I don't know what the fuck's going on in this game.
That sounds normal to me. That's how I was born.
And so, this fucking game, and you're a fisherman, too. And then all of a sudden, it's like, yo, of course, a dragon stole your fucking heart, so guess what you are? Now, just go pick out what you want to do. Do you want to be a fighter, an archer? Okay, that's what you are now. You're no longer a fisher. Goodbye. You've been promoted to a warrior. So,
I used to fight fish. Now I fight mythical beasts.
You do, because there's griffins in this thing. There's chimeras. There's big fucking monsters. You can climb on them. And then fucking each has their own weakness. Blah, blah, blah. Stop me if you heard that before. But it's fun. But the downside is I don't know where the fuck I'm going. Like, I got all these quests. I'm like, which one's the main one? I don't know. Fucking A. There's so many. So I'm just running around like, duh, I don't know where the fuck I'm going.
Seems about par for the course.
Yeah. It's a game. It's an RPG where I'm just running around like crazy person.
It's a thing.
Yeah, exactly. And then you get to summon pawns. So I am the pawn star. I'm rocking all that.
So you're telling me you're never going to know what's going to walk through that door?
Correct. No idea. But I know a guy I can call.
You got a guy?
I got a guy. Actually, in this case, I got a chick. I created a chick. She's always with me. Named her Temptress, and I made her sassy. You set their temperament. So I'm like,
is there any other way you can set a woman?
No. There's in the game, yes. But so I was doing all that fucking shit running around. I played a little Witcher 3, and I was like, yeah, this Witcher 3 is much better. But I was like, all right, I need to finish this other game.
But isn't like The Witcher 3 also like 10 years newer than that game you're playing?
When did Dragon's Dogma come out? Like 2011, and The Witcher came out, so it's like 4 or 5 years newer.
Yeah, but that was like a massive leap in technology.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. So,
I mean, when did The Witcher 2 come out?
The Witcher 2? Ooh.
Yeah.
Witcher 2? Maybe 2010? And that... The Witcher 2 is like probably a little better. Well, as a matter of fact, it's on PC. It's on Xbox too, but it's... That game's better.
Well, I was just going to say, like, even like looking at like the difference between The Witcher 2 and The Witcher 3 is like, holy fuck.
Yeah, and The Witcher 2 is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's fucking around with that.
You know, maybe that'll be the next game I actually buy, because it's probably dirt cheap now, and I need a new game to play.
What, The Witcher 2?
The Witcher 3.
Oh, yeah, it's getting cheaper and cheaper. It's falling down. The only one that's still kind of up there is the Game of the Year edition with everything in it.
Well, that'd be the one I'd buy, and that'd be, what, like $40 now? But that gives me probably at least 200 hours, probably.
Yeah.
If I did everything.
Oh, and you'd want to. That game, you're just like, well, fuck. I'm going to go do this. Bye. Oh, hey, there's an impending doom coming. You must hurry over here. Yeah, I got to go get all these question marks.
Yeah, and I got a $35 Amazon gift card, so I could get it probably really cheap then.
Oh, fuck, you just missed out. They just did, like, a flash sale for the Game of the Year edition for, like, $30.
Fuck!
If I see another thing like that, now that I know that, I'll let you know.
I just don't hop on Amazon enough. Like, I got that through work on that gift card.
Nice!
Well, yeah, our team won a thing, so... you got to, like, choose from a selection to get... We got to choose from a selection of gift cards, and I was like, oh, Amazon, perfect. Then I can get whatever I want. And I've been debating on like either buying a new game or buying a external hard drive.
Yeah. Both good choices.
Well, the external hard drive, I found like a deal for like a 4 terabyte one for like $100, so I could get it for 70, or it's like 65 if I use that gift card, which I'm like, for 4 terabytes, why the fuck not?
Yeah, right now Amazon's...
I'll never have to delete anything.
Yeah, right now Amazon's got the complete edition for $48.
Yeah, not bad still.
So that'd cost you $13.
I almost bought Doom the other day, but not off Amazon, but like at GameStop. Almost got Doom.
Gotcha. It's a good fucking game.
I'm always weary of buying any kind of shooter, though. Like, Doom like looks like fun, and I've been over to my buddy's house and seen it, but I'm always weary that I'm going to get bored with shooters.
No, you will. That's a game, like, okay, it's got multiplayer, but everybody I've ever talked to says multiplayer is garbage. So you play through the single player, you beat it, and then the rest of the way it's just, oh, hey, do you want to up the difficulty and do all this other bullshit? And the answer usually is no. Like, you beat it, and you're done.
That's why I'm kind of waiting for it to go down even more.
That's why it keeps. It went down super fast. It went down to $20, really quick.
Yeah.
But the fucking game's great. Let's see what else.
Doesn't Blockbuster exist so I can just rent games like that anymore?
You can use Redbox.
Oh, that's. I always forget about fucking Redbox, dude. And there's one literally right up the street.
Yeah.
I always forget about that stupid thing.
That shit's good. You probably should check that out.
Probably should.
I'm fucking blanking on what else I did. I watched fucking Star Wars. I watched Fairy Tale. That damn show's got too many seasons. Like, I'm on episode 125.
God damn.
I'm like, I'm never going to catch up.
I thought I binge-watched too much shit.
I'm like, I'm never going to catch up. Because it's just fucking ridiculous. Fucking A. What else? Oh, I rewatched Gantz Zero. I know I talked about this on the show before, but I needed to write this fucking article. So, I rewatched it.
Nice.
That show's still stupid, but it's so good. The giant monster that's formed of boobs. Like, there's a giant head. It's just a head. It has no torso. No, nothing. It's just a head that rolls around. It's like, what's up? And he just really fucks people up. It's great. I don't really understand the premise of it other than, hey, you kind of died, but you're still not completely dead because we brought you here, and now you can wear this black suit, it's like bike pants for your body. And then they fucking run around, and then they kill monsters and shit, and they get points, and then if they get enough points, they can get, like, they get three options. It's like, yo, give me a new weapon, give me my freedom, or revive a dead person.
Give me freedom,
yeah,
or give me a new person.
Pretty much. So it's just like fucking around. And to win, all you have to do is get 100 points. It's pretty low bar.
That is a low bar.
So I just fucked around doing that kind of shit. But
gotcha.
Nothing special. Fucked around. We went out to the thingamajigger where they sell food.
It's called a farmer's market.
Farmer's
Nathan.
Market. Well, it's just really fucking weird because you go out there and you're like, yo, I'm a farmer's market. Okay, it's going to be a bunch of fucking farmers because you got to take,
no,
you gotta
Nathan,
take it at face value.
Hipsters.
No. Wait, what? No, I believe you now. But at first, I was taking it at face value, going, okay, it's a bunch of farmers. I don't know how they got their crops already because it's super fucking early. But hey, whatever. They're going to have some fucking food. And you go out there and it's like, yo, hey, man, I made my own fucking jerky. And then you get all these weird fucking people. And then we run across what I presume to be winos that have a severe alcoholic problem. That drink way too much wine, so much that they're ordering the barrels of it. And then, after they've consumed copious amounts of wine, they make majestical items out of the barrel.
Dude, all those things were fucking sweet.
They were awesome. Like, that coffee table is eventually going to be mine. It's a coffee table that doubles over as a bench. Like, that shit was awesome. Like, there was some cool
fucking
shit.
Yeah, dude, there was some really cool stuff. I like the, they took, like, one of the bent, like, you know, because the barrel has that roundness to it, like, where they made, like, I don't know if you saw where they had, like, the coat hangers on them.
No, I did,
like,
not.
Yeah, it was really cool, and, like, I would like to have something like that to, like, put, like, where coats. I have that Heineken beer sign, I would totally move that and, like, put that up there so I could actually hang my coats up on the wall rather than having to go in and out of the closet.
Yeah, you're in and out of that closet a lot.
Yeah, man.
I'm jealous. I wish I had a closet.
Like, I'm staying in a closet?
I don't have a coat closet. I just have a closet in my bedroom. So you're rocking that. At least, you got one up there.
Yeah, dude. I'm just balling in this with all this coat closet space, you know?
Yeah.
It's more than I
can handle it, man.
And you gotta
bring girls over, and they're just like, "Oh shit, you got a coat closet?" I'm like, "Yeah, babe."
Yo, I got the.
You can stay.
I got the dankest. You can
stay in there for days.
I got the dankest of coat closets. By the way, you see my deck over there?
Got a deck. If you're super impressed with my coat closet, check out my two door sliding closet in my bedroom.
I'm still jealous. Like
listen to those wheels move.
It's open. Come check it out. But yeah, like fuck it. So we're going around, we're looking at all that shit, and then that pizza place everybody's talking up. And I've heard people at it now since after saying, "Yeah, I went to Dudley's." "Oh my god, did you get the pizza?" "No, I didn't get the pizza." "It's the greatest in the world." So I'm just fucking, I'm like, "Oh my god. Nah, I'll take Zio's."
Yeah, dude, I was just about to say, like, they even got shit on Zio's, probably.
No. I'm like, "Nah, just give me, like, a traditional New York-style pizza." And for all you Biggie fans out there, no, we haven't gone to New York to try out their pizza.
No, well, that's because I've seen a commercial, and a New Yorker sent that guy for authentic New York pizza, sent him all the way to Omaha.
That's right!
He's like, "Yo, I traveled
that
up the Mighty Mo."
Fucking commercial. The first time I saw that, I wanted to stab myself.
That's the one where they put like cartoon googly eyes on the Statue of Liberty, right?
I don't remember.
It's fucking terrible. Okay, yeah. America,
but I just remember at the end, the guy's like, "Try the chicken pesto."
Oh, that's right. They made him like a mafioso.
Yeah, he's like, "Some real New York pizza? I know just the place." And he puts him in a cab and he's like, "Take this guy to Zio's Pizza in Omaha, Nebraska." And then, you know what? I don't think he actually was, like, doing it as a favor. He was like, "Have fun paying that fucking taxi ride, you fucking moke."
It's like, imagine if somebody getting out of a cab from New York here.
Because he was wearing a Phillies hat, or a Philadelphia Eagles hat. That's
why. It just like,
I remember way too much from
out.
This commercial.
Yeah, you do. I don't remember that piece. All I remember is going, "Well, fuck, man, your cab fare, by the time you got here, you are so broke, you are homeless. You're living down by that ConAgra station, just like, yo, there's a pond with a fountain. That's not
like,
my home."
See, I retain things I hate, like, especially advertisements, which is probably the point of them. Like, they get me to remember them, but, like, I hate them and don't want to go give them my business because I remember and hate them for what they did.
Oh, yeah?
That's like I stopped eating at Burger King because they started doing those stupid fucking commercials for their morning sandwiches where it's like Bob's gets two croissant sandwiches for $2 or something. And he's like, "Keep your paws off my other sandwich, ma'am." Great story, Bob. No, fuck Bob and his fucking Minnesotan-ass accent and not knowing that the woman was checking him out and he's being a dick about his croissant witch.
Oh, you betcha. You ain't gonna touch my croissant witch.
Yeah. Like, just because of that commercial, I have not had a fucking Burger King since.
You know what? And
because I'm like, fuck you guys. That is lazy advertisement.
And you know what? Fuck Twitter, because I'm getting sick. I just, like, got this email. Okay. And you know what? I don't have anything else to talk about, so we're just gonna get to do my rambling here. And I'm just getting emails about Paris Jackson expressing herself with nude Instagram photo. Who gives a fuck? Like, what? Why am I getting an email from Twitter about this?
Well, because Twitter's dumb. It's because, they're trying to distract you, Nathan. They're trying to, like, hey, you know, there might be some stuff going on over here in the government, shady. But Michael Jackson's kid, you know, is now showing her nips.
It's like, oh God.
It's like,
what's
you know what
going
it is?
On?
The whole Jackson family is a government agent, and they're just here to distract us when the government's doing shady shit. That's why they had Michael on trial all the time to distract us from whatever they were doing then.
No, it's like, yo, it's another Jackson. What can we do? We'll make it like Janet, but nobody's pulling anything off. Let's just do this intentionally. Okay, go. Ooh, stories.
But then again, it is her choice. So we should she's empowering herself.
Yeah, it's like, so if I go take a picture and I'm just like, and I make a gif of me doing a fucking helicopter, I'm not empowered. All of a sudden, I'm just a sick bastard. What the fuck double standards are these?
I know. I'm going to start doing that. Just have my Wang hang out all the time and be like, no, I'm proud of my body, so I don't have
to. No, don't put me down. I'm empowering my fellow men. I'm empowering growers, not showers.
There you go.
It's just like, just make up some bullshit. Just like, swinging it. It's so fucking stupid, this goddamn
double
standard.
You know what's stupid is, like, that's actually a South Park episode.
Wait, what? Are you serious?
Yeah, Butters starts a thing called, because he feels like men are being, or the boys at the school are being, like, discriminated against, so he starts a movement called Wieners Out, and they literally just walk with their pants around their ankles and, like, a Black Panther's fist in the air just going, Wieners Out!
Oh my god! I need to start watching South Park again, apparently.
Dude, it's fucking classic.
I haven't watched South Park.
Remember how they used to make fun of how they were like, Simpsons did it? Now it's like becoming anytime you make a joke, you're like, South Park did it. Fuck!
Yeah, I was gonna say, damn it. It's like, fuck, I thought I had an original thought there, and then no. Somebody's gotta go in the Wayback Machine and just like, yup, dope, that was there. It's like the same thing, because I make a fucking joke, and then people come along and do the, what is it? Oh, that was on Simpsons. No, that was on Futurama. No, that was on South Park. No, that was on fucking Rick and Morty.
I love Futurama.
All of the shows I listed are awesome. And was it you that was telling me about T-Republic? Or T...
What the fuck?
You were telling
T-Republic,
me about,
what?
You were telling me about some T-shirt company. Last week.
No, I told you about Once Upon a T.
Okay, well, I was on some T-shirt company. Fuck if I remember now. But I found a Rick and Morty one that just says, I'm a doctor. I can scientifically prove that your thoughts aren't worth shit.
No, what he says is that's from the episode, Schrodinger's cat episode in episode 2 of season 2. Episode 1 of season 2. Sorry, I had that backwards. Where Rick goes, he's like, oh, I see what you're doing. You're all trying to figure out who's Grandpa's favorite. Well, guess what? You're both pieces of shit. It's true. I can prove it mathematically.
Yeah, so I saw that shirt, and I'm like, yeah, I think I need to get that.
I want to get a new shirt. From the new season, there was like a promo of like Rick turns himself into a pickle, and he's like, hey, Morty, I turned myself into a pickle. Pickle Rick. I just want a shirt of him as a pickle saying Pickle Rick, because it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, that's so, man.
So good. You get it. Yeah, it's
yeah.
A lot of inside jokes, though. Like, you got to watch the show to understand it. Because yeah. I would get more amusement of the awkward looks you'd get where people are like, what the fuck?
Dude, that's what most people think when I walk around with my shirt that says Tiny Rick on it.
Yeah, that kind of shit. So
shirt. This is not a shirt. Let me out.
All right, man. Well, I think that does it. I got nothing else to fucking talk about, unless we want to rant some more about the fucking wrestling stereotypes.
Well, let me tell
news.
You about these kids today. No,
Jesus.
No, well, I was going to say, though, one thing before we do the wrap-up. I still got all three movies available. Got those movie codes. So, all you got to do is follow us on Twitter and then shoot us an email with which one you want. And like I'll say the reminder, it's between Mad Max Fury Road, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, and Jurassic World.
Uh-huh.
Still up for grabs.
Don't come out. Wow, I just can't fucking not hit the microphone, apparently. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, I think we are done here. We are just going to wrap this podcast up. We are just move on, nothing to listen to no more. You can jump over to the podcast hosting website thingy. Is it pornandgame.com? You can from there hit the about section, and then you will notice we have a Twitter handles. You can click Twitter handles. It'll take you to the Twitters, and then you can go follow and all that other fun stuff. Follow Pun and Game for the entry to the contest. Then you can jump over to the about section, yeah? And then there's that beautiful fucking little thing we like to do for Stinker Tinkers, where you could read the snapper charts, and the snapper charts will let you read two bite-sized paragraphs.
The snap reviews, you fucking jamoke.
Oh, Sally, don't make fun of me, stupid fucking American. Fuck off. Fucking A, dude. Just go to the fucking snap reviews. Check it out. You got all those fun snap reviews. Just posted one up. Gant Zero. Go check out Queen of Kong. Fucking shit, man. If you read that and don't want to watch that shit, you got a fucking problem. It's so bad, I have to watch it. I mean, that's what those reviews are for. Then you go to the back. You could go to the Hit the Podcast section. You could follow, see every fucking show we've done the past whole year. A whole year for your entertainment. But the number one thing that you want to click on is probably Pun and Game, because we got some goodies over there.
You mean Fun Pun Gaming. You're already at Pun and Game.
Jesus Christ. Yeah,
you suck at telling people how to navigate the website. Fail. It's okay. I'll tell you. If you head to... punninggame.com, you can see right on the front page right there are the two episodes for Fun Pun Gaming. Those are what we posted for this week. And then if you want to get down and nitty gritty, you click on the Fun Pun Gaming tab, which takes you to the page where we got every fucking playthrough we've ever done conveniently right there for you. And then if you really, really, really need to get to that source, that sweet, sweet, sweet source of all the where it comes from, you just go right up to the top and you click the Fun Pun logo at the top. It'll take you to our YouTube page, and then you hit subscribe, and then you'll get up. You can just get it right there. Then you just got to go to YouTube, and then you just get it flowing right into your sub page, you know, where it just tells you what everybody you like has been posting. Isn't that just fucking convenient? Or you follow our Twitter account and you get all of the tweets when we, you know, send them out. Yeah, it's dope. Do it. Right now we're playing Obi-Wan for Xbox. That game sucks ass. You know what sucks ass? When I'm the one watching it, not even playing it, getting angry.
I had to mute myself. I'm still laughing. I can't believe I fucked up how to navigate our goddamn website.
Who gives an F?
That being said, we're out.
Operating a mouse can be very, very tricky, especially when it's alive.